Craig and I were talking about this off the top a little bit. Playing for rival teams, there was one stop in between, but going from a former Ranger to a now Philadelphia Flyer, does that resonate at all with hockey players, or are you able to just, you know, turn on and turn off the rivalry switch?
Well, obviously there's big rivalries, but, you know, each game still a win is the same amount of points at the end of the day. Philly, obviously, they New York-Philly rivalry kind of got really heated once that year we had the 24-7 and obviously playing each other eight times a year at that time. Really heated games. But as you said, you know, I went to Nashville and then now to Philly. It didn't matter what team I went to. It was just a matter of finding the right fit and the right opportunity for me to get back to my game and back to where I know I can be. And, you know, obviously last season didn't go as well as I would have liked and it was a bit of a domino effect, but that's in the past, and I'm not reflecting on that, and I'm just happy to be a part of the Philadelphia Flyers.
When did the Flyers first reach out? Were they in on you earlier this summer, or was it only when the Timonen thing seemed to come to light?
I knew there was always interest, maybe not too serious right away, but as I think once that unfortunate event happened with Timonen, it kind of seemed to be a great opportunity for both sides and an opportunity for me to come in with lots of minutes being available, you know, Timonen being a great player and a great leader on that team, playing 5-on-5 big minutes and obviously power play minutes. And it just seemed to be a great fit for me. And as I said, just so excited to be part of the Philadelphia Flyers, a wonderful organization, and love the team that they have there and the direction they're going. And just excited to be another piece of the puzzle.
Is there anyone that you have an association with, anyone you know from your past, anyone you played hockey growing up with, or is this all Michael Delzato coming to a new team with a new bunch of guys?
Obviously, I know some of the guys a little bit well. The hockey community is a very small community, and playing against them so much, you know them a little bit. The only guy that there's really a connection to is Zach Rinaldo. I played with him in London for 4 months my last year of junior, so that's really about it.
Why do you think you were on the market for as long as you were? I mean, you're a guy with obvious offensive credentials as a defenseman, a puck mover. That's a premium in this league. What do you think it was that left you lingering out there for as long as you were this summer?
I don't know. I wish I had an answer. Like I said, obviously last year didn't go as well as I would have liked. But if you look at my track record, you know, I put up some good numbers in this league, and I know last year I didn't play to my capabilities and to the way I can, I have in the past. So I'm not too sure. If I had that answer, I'd give it to you. I don't really know. But I think that's just extra motivation for me right now. This is the hardest I've ever trained in the summer. And I think mentally, more than anything, just preparing myself to prove everybody wrong that and show them the player that I can be, that I have been and still am.
You know, I saw you at the gym, was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I guess a week and a half ago, maybe.
Yeah, week and a half. And I think this is the best that I think I've ever seen you look. Do you feel that way as well? Like, you look, and you actually look a little bit bigger too, Michael.
Yeah.
Are you?
Not everyone takes that as a compliment when you say that. But yeah, I put on probably not too much, but 5 pounds of pure muscle. You know, I'm working out downtown with Matt Nichol, and he's been unbelievable to me. Just getting to know my body that much better and, you know, the ins and outs of it each day and not always having to push through soreness or if things aren't going well, you know, just knowing your body and knowing the right training in the off season. And as I said, he's been phenomenal for me. And this is the best I've felt physically and mentally going into a season. And I just can't wait for it to start.
Yeah, just to put a fine point on it, we're not talking about Keith Tkachuk or Dustin Byfuglien bigger. We mean just like more muscle bigger.
Yeah,
it's okay. A different kind of bigger.
I'm glad we clarified that so we didn't ruin my day. Thank you.
We don't want any loose ends here, sir. You know, you talk about proving people wrong, and I'll freely admit that I'm someone who on occasion has questioned your play in your own zone based on your time with the Rangers. Is it something you've worked on? Is it something you've improved on? Are you happy where you are right now as a defensive player and not just as an offensive defensive player?
Yeah, I think I've definitely worked on that part of my game. And I mean, no one's perfect, obviously. And that's one thing going into Philadelphia, a new team, is I have to prove that I'm reliable in my own end, and then obviously let my strength of the game and the offensive side of it take care of itself. And it's just a matter of staying consistent and playing on both sides of the puck consistently game in and game out. And I know I can do it. I've shown I've done it. That's not the issue. It's just a matter of doing it throughout the whole season and playoffs.
You know, I was curious about going to new teams, and you always hear, well, you know what, he's got to learn the new system. He has to learn this new way to play coming from a different team. How many different ways are there really to play? And this idea that, oh, you need to adjust to a brand new system, how much of a phony story is that? Or is it a legit story?
Yeah, there is. There's different systems. I think the biggest thing is getting used to different players and getting to know players and chemistry and strengths and weaknesses and how to play with different players. I think that's the biggest adjustment. But at the end of the day, hockey's hockey, and it's pretty straightforward, and you know how to play the game, and you have to stick to your strengths and do what got you there. Do what you did that got you there, and that's about it.
Cool. The Nashville time, it was a kind of a weird time for all involved. I mean, do you look back and say there could have been something different done, or was it just kind of a bad fit?
No, I'm a believer that everything happens for a reason. Obviously, things didn't go as well as I would have liked. Obviously, I needed a new look. A fresh start with how things went at the start of New York last year, and even for a little while there. But you know, it was great going there. It was a great group of guys. You got to see a difference between obviously one of the bigger markets in New York, and then going to a smaller one in Nashville. And I was grateful for my time there. I made a lot of great friends. Had an awesome time. But everything happens for a reason. I strongly believe that. So I have nothing negative to say about it there.
With Michael Delzato of the Philadelphia Flyers, was there a point this summer where you thought that, you know what, I may have to wait here until, I don't know, 5 games in, an injury here, 10 games in, 15 games in? Or did you know that, you know, there's a couple of teams I have in my hip pocket that somewhere I was going to play in the NHL come opening puck drop?
Yeah, no, there's never a doubt in my mind. I know I'm an NHL player. As I said, I know what I can do. And last year didn't reflect the type of player that I am. It was just a matter of time. You know, once you start doubting yourself, then you have big issues. So that was never a thought in my mind. I'm glad it's over with. As I said, just really excited to be a part of the Flyers and to start the season and get to know the guys and get moving forward.
Well, the good news is that I think a lot of Flyers fans and observers of the game were really impressed with the contract you signed, as far as it being a good deal for the Flyers and obviously a bit of a show-me contract for you. I mean, based on your conversations with them, do you go into this thinking that you're something more than a stopgap, that based on your play, this could be a bit more of a long-term commitment with Philly?
I'm not too worried about the future. You know, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. I'm trying to go into camp and, as I said, prove to the coaching staff that I can play both sides of the ice and earn my minutes there and just go from there. You know, I don't want to look too far ahead to, you know, the new year, to next season, signing another deal. Just trying to get better each day and move forward.
This will be the most hard-hitting question you have all summer, Michael. Barry Ashby's number 4, of course, retired by the Philadelphia Flyers. Do you have a preferred number as you suit up in orange now that 4 is obviously gone?
I think I'm going with 15. It's not 100%, but pretty close to it. I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Why 15?
No specific reason. Just kind of discuss it with my family. Had a couple options. Just discuss it with them which one kind of had a vote on it, and that was the one. You know, obviously 4 is the number I wore from day one when I started playing hockey because of Bobby Orr, and unfortunately, it is retired there, and that's not an option, so I just went with 15.
Well, the good news is that you obviously go into this hoping to be the best player with that number in Flyers history. Are you going to be better than Pat Falloon? Probably. Are you going to be better than Jared Scaldi? Probably.
Probably.
You know, Lupul was pretty popular. He was a 15 for them. He was pretty popular. But, I mean, when the rest of them were like Andres Nodal and J.J. Daniel for 2 years, Rich Sutter. I mean, I didn't even yep. know he was a Sutter. I think you have a chance here to be the best 15. It's possible.
We'll talk about that later, I guess. Again, take it a day at a time. We'll see. I'm trying to be, obviously.
But Michael, honestly, if your buddies can give you some advice looking at the Flyers sweater history, take 13. Claude Lapointe, Glenn Metropolitan, Daniel Carcillo, Pavel Kabina. I mean, you could be the best 13 already if you took 13 right this second. So that's all I'm saying. I'm trying to help.
Maybe I have to rethink my decision then. We'll see.
Michael, this is Greg's way of pulling the pin and handing you the grenade. Here, do something with it.
I've realized that pretty quickly. I have.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, selfishly here, because I'm going to be part of it again this season, on the 21st, I mentioned this on the podcast last week, Hockey Night in Stouffville, you're playing, right?
I might not be able to. Something has come up. I'm not 100% in. I'd love to be there.
Okay.
Unfortunately, being the end of the summer and how quickly it comes by, there's something that has come up that I can't really personal reasons. I'm trying my best.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love to be there.
And finally for me, I've always wondered about this. As far as defensemen go, who was your guy growing up? Who was your idol? Who did you model your game after?
Well, as I said before, Bobby Orr was my favorite player. Obviously, he wasn't playing when I was growing up, but I used to watch the best of Bobby Orr tape. I don't know how many times. He was my dad's favorite player, so I kind of passed it on to me. But Scott Niedermeyer, Nick Lidstrom, players like that. Niedermeyer, the game, just with his skating ability, just came so easy to him. So it's a little bit different. But Nick Lidstrom, the way those guys move the puck and play with the puck, is guys I love to watch.
Amen to that. Go ahead, Greg. You want to finish up?
No, I was going to say good luck to you, man. We hope everything works out in Philly.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Keep in mind that when sometimes they give tough love in Philadelphia, but you know that you were a New York guy, so you understand how that works.
Yeah, I'm used to that from New York. Yeah.
Amen. Hey, listen. Good luck the rest of the summer, Michael. If we don't see you at the Hockey Night in Stouffville game, we look forward to seeing you in Philadelphia, wearing the orange. Good luck next year, bud.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.